Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I'm joined by Liz Pfister, and possibly Mary Hernandez may be coming on with us a little bit later. So how are you doing, Liz?
Oh, I'm doing all right, DC. It's we definitely have some wild energy in the air the last couple days, maybe even the past week, you know? Just
definitely
having some kind of I don't want to say out of body, but I guess maybe out of body experiences.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh,
goodness.
And I'm missing Mary terribly.
Yeah, she may be joining us later, so we're going to put that out there. Please, Mary, join us.
Yeah.
Can you tell everyone a little bit about you and then a little bit about Mary?
Absolutely. I'm Liz Pfister, and I am a Reiki healer, an intuitive empath, a spiritual counselor, a card reader, a little bit of everything. Work with kids, doing Reiki and things like that. I recently have become the owner of a holistic center that I operate in upstate New York, where we do all kinds of great spiritual things here, and been on the radio now with you ladies over a year, and I've also and I'm a card deck creator, just a little bit of everything. You know, I like to say I'm a student of the universe. I like to learn about everything spiritual and metaphysical. And Mary, who we are dearly missing, is she's also an intuitive empath. She has the ability to communicate with spirit, and she channels messages and works with a variety of card decks. And we miss her with her weekly card pull and brings forth beautiful messages from spirit and angels. She's a Reiki master, along with an ordained minister. And she offers private readings from her cards, but also from numerology as well. And numerology offers this beautiful insight into our, what our life path is supposed to be, which is such a beautiful thing. And you can find Mary on her website at theangelwithin.com, or you can email her at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. Which reminds me, I always forget to give my how to get a hold of me stuff. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love, also in the Sacred Embers group. But every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone everywhere, anywhere. And I've been doing that for the last 2 years. And so you can go back and look at archives. Anytime you need a little time out, you can go find one of those on my page and, listen in. Bring a bowl this evening, DC. And I thought I would give a little ring to bring us together since we're feeling a little disconnected from the world these last couple days. How does that sound? So if everyone wants to take a nice deep breath in through their nose and let it out through their mouth, and I'll go ahead and play the bowl for us.
Wow, beautiful, Liz. I was on mute, so you couldn't hear me. I was asking, what bowl does that resonate with via the chakras?
This one is the third eye today. I have gotten some brass ones.
And you know what, Mary, I hope she's listening because she was just talking about her third eye. Wow. Very cool.
I knew Mary needed
to hear
that.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Definitely. That was beautiful. Okay,
thank
so I'm
you.
Going to give a teeny little bit about me. I'm a small, medium at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and I'm a telephone to the divine. There's a lot more, but this is good enough. And Liz, Liz and I talked earlier, and I was connecting with the divine, and I don't know where the time went. I was here, and then I was connecting, and then I feel like I lost like an hour maybe. It was crazy. But here's what the angels are concerned with. We're in the month of April, and April is National Stress Awareness Month. And they've been considering it National Stress Awareness Month since 1992. And like now, the times that we're in presently, it is so important that we have ways to deal with our stress. And by definition, stress is a reaction to a situation where a person feels anxious or even threatened. So we need coping mechanisms, and they're very beneficial to help us have ways to deal with our stress, and not only deal with it, but to reduce the stress, the feelings that come along with it, and the symptoms. And some of the common reactions to stress can be feelings of sadness, being frustrated, feeling helpless. Some people feel like they're in a state of shock or disbelief, and some people just feel like they're totally numb. As well, you know, some others experience headaches, maybe some back pain, even stomach issues. The list goes on and on. But the thing is that long-term stress can create serious issues in the body. It goes from dis-ease to disease, which can include heart disease, maybe a stroke, blood pressure. It could affect our glucose levels. So it's really important to take control of stress as soon as you can. And if you're home or maybe at work, and the easiest thing to do would be focus on something that's very calming to you, very joyful. Think about a pleasant memory. I mean, that's a good starting point. But right now, as we're talking about stress, we have Archangel Raphael coming in. And he's a very powerful healing angel. He's known as the Divine Healer. And his mission is to comfort those who are suffering on earth. So he is present. He's ready to heal, to help heal everyone and to help to release their stress or anxiety, and also to help deal with emotional or physical issues. But he didn't come alone. He's here with a band of healing angels. And they ask that you feel their loving presence right now. And they are saying, beloveds, we are here. We are ready to send love and healing to each of you. All you have to do is say yes and be ready to receive. So if you've said yes, you will notice some beautiful cloud-like chairs in front of you. Pick one, sit comfortably, relax, close your eyes, and allow your hearts to open up to the beautiful, amazing divine love that is present right now. Slowly begin to breathe, and as you do, you immediately begin to feel the calmness that comes over your body, and the stress and the tension and the worry, they begin to fade away. So I ask that you breathe in once more, slowly, and then on the exhale, breathe out anything you wish to release upward toward heaven. You are now feeling Archangel Raphael's positive healing energy entering every cell of your body. You are filled with pure divine energy. It is now time to release all that no longer serves you. Beloveds, your essence is in alignment with who you truly are. You are now ready to connect with your soul's wisdom, aligning with the health and the joy you truly deserve, and being able to claim your power. We have Archangel Raguel stepping forward, and he is here as well to help anyone that needs a little bit more help to feel calm, to release tension, reduce stress. And also, he's here to help restore harmony and balance in every aspect of your life. As well, we have Archangels Gabriel and Haniel, and they are stepping forward, and they are here to help you with self-care. Archangel Haniel is also able to help you during a full moon to release all stress and anything that no longer serves you. And he can help restore your energy as well as your passion for life. We have Archangel Gabriel, and Gabriel is here to help with any fear that you may have. Archangel Jophiel is stepping present to make sure you have balance in your life by bringing joy and laughter into it. And she will also assist you in shifting your mindset from negative to a more positive mindset, as well as living a happier life. Archangel Michael steps forward. He is here to protect you. He is saying, my beloveds, I am here. I will stand guard at your home, your vehicle, wherever you are at, even while you are sleeping. I am here to remind you there is nothing to fear. I will be by your side the moment you say my name. We have Archangel Shamuel. She's stepping forward, bringing universal peace, and will help us with human stress. Next, we have Archangel Zachiel, and he is present and ready to help you to become more calm and have peace of mind whenever you are needing it. Now, Mother Mary steps forward. My beloved children, it is I, Mother Mary, that come before you at this amazing time of healing. It is so important to maintain your health and your well-being. As you increase your energy levels, you become more powerful and you are able to take care of yourself and then take care of others. If you find that you are having issues or maybe feeling stuck or maybe something is blocking your healing path, beloved, call upon these beautiful angels for assistance. And also, please remember, there is only one you in the world, and each of you are so very unique and so needed. The angels and I are sending you healing energy and divine love. I, too, am always available to offer my motherly love and divine blessings to help with any concerns you may be having. Please love yourself first and then send that love out to all that you meet. Beloveds, it is love that heals and helps you to connect to the highest truth of who you are. When you heal yourself first, you give permission to those around you to heal as well. We love you. Mother Mary and the angels are stepping back. When you are ready, you can open your eyes, come back to where you are, gently move your arms and your legs. The divine presence and healing is still with you, and so it is.
Beautiful, DC. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's what I was doing, and I was gone somewhere for like an hour. I looked at the clock when I'm like, where was I? My goodness.
Well, I think they gave you a lot of information. That's why you're gone so long.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my goodness. But it's a little, it's weird because when you come back and you look at the, you know, the time, it's so, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
A little
crazy.
I know.
I've been doing a lot of, like, sleep travel and that kind of thing at night.
Yes.
It has to do with my, I usually play some kind of meditation music when I go to sleep, but use just music.
Uh-huh.
I don't do guided meditations anymore. I used to do that when I went to sleep.
The
music though, and sometimes some of those just put you in a different place, you know, but I'll tell you, I've had wonderful, restful night's sleep, which is nice.
A lot. That's the thing. If you're learning or you're doing something while you're sleeping, you can always ask to make sure that you have at least 8 hours of restful sleep so that, you know, when you have to connect in your physical life here, that you'll be able to do that as well.
Absolutely. And, you know,
but some people, they don't realize, you know, like you are traveling at night, you're working and you wake up exhausted, you know, so we have to ask.
Yeah.
You know, please make sure that we have at least 8 hours, you know, of sleep. It's really important for us to just maintain what we do in the physical realm.
Absolutely. And, talking about mental health and, you know, stress awareness, it's so important for us to check in and make sure we're doing okay. And I say check in, I really, you know, when I talk in my, at Bowles last night, I did a good talk at the beginning about, you know, we're not taught to check out. That's what you need to do every day is just check out for a few minutes. Turn your brain off. You don't have to be thinking all the time and worrying. It's okay to just have no thoughts and sit in silence and calm.
Yeah, and you know what? I was like, when I was first starting my journey, I was just taught, just envision a light switch and you shut it off.
Yeah.
And you're turning that energy off, you know?
Yeah, and some it doesn't people, have to be long.
No, but some people do need it a little longer, you know. Some people may have to actually, you know, as they're going to bed, shut that light switch off, and then when they get up, they can turn it on again. I mean, everybody is different. Some people require, like, a little bit of sleep. Others require at least 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
We all figure that out, what works for us the best, of course.
And always, you know, going outside and getting fresh air. If you feel yourself getting wound up
or stressed out,
get up and just walk outside. You don't have to go for a walk necessarily. Go outside and take a couple deep breaths of fresh, clean air, you know. Sometimes that's all you need to
Definitely.
Get your head wrapped around what is happening. So there's all
and
kinds
of very...
And hug a tree.
Oh, if there's a nice tree. Hug a beautiful tree, and, you know, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, it's a little chilly here, you know, even if you step outside and you're barefoot out there for a couple seconds, you know, that makes a big difference. You're grounding yourself to Mother Earth. It's absolutely beautiful.
You know, anytime you get the chance to just enjoy any speck of nature, whether it's at night, looking at the stars, really take a moment and pause and be present in that moment. You know, that in itself brings a lot of, you know, brings your stress level down a lot. You know, smelling a flower when you walk outside, anything, touching a tree, putting your foot in the grass, any of it, you know, it's just any little bit will help you when you're not feeling in the right space. So, you know, remember those little things when you start to feel overwhelmed or anxious or any of that. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture of, you know, stress relief. It can be simple little things, you know, standing up and walking away, closing your eyes and taking 3 deep breaths. All those things can help you to relax and calm back down. You know, it doesn't have to be huge things. We all have things that are accessible to us.
Yeah, and these are like simple little techniques that, you know, make such a big difference. I mean, they truly do. It's just amazing how you could do a simple little thing that doesn't take long at all and, you know, feel so much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many little things.
It is.
You know,
it's really amazing.
I always tell people with meditation, start with 10 minutes a day. Find 10 minutes that you can sit in quiet. Because for some people, that's a challenge. It was a challenge for me at first. And, you know, dedicating 10 minutes to yourself to do that, you know, it's funny how quickly you find that you enjoy it and then how quickly you can find that you have more than 10 minutes to dedicate to that each day when you didn't think you had 10 minutes.
And even if, you know, you think, well, 10 minutes, I can't do 10 minutes, Liz. I heard on one meditation that even if it's like 2 minutes and you do 2 minutes again, like another part of the day, 2 minutes, another part of the day, it all adds up. It's sort of like in a, like a beautiful energy bank, and all those minutes come together.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really amazing.
Truly being mindful in that practice and doing it too. Not, I get 2 minutes, I'll just, let me close my eyes and sit.
Oh, no, you have to you have to be mindful. My goodness, yes.
You know, it's making the point to do the things. And, you know, it's just funny how much all of a sudden you can find a lot more than 10 minutes to spend on that because it feels good. And it feels good to feel good.
Yeah,
right?
It feels wonderful. And then you could even, I mean, if someone could scan your energy before you meditate it and then after you meditate it, you'd see such an amazing difference.
Oh, yeah. They show where meditation opens new pathways in the brain by doing it every day. You know, it expands your brain, creating new pathways of thinking because when you quiet yourself, it allows you to look at things from a different perspective. Sometimes you can shift
the
point of view.
It helps with stress. It helps to reduce stress. And that's one of the things, you know, it's Stress Awareness Month. So, I mean, what a way to really, you know, get that going is just meditate a couple minutes even.
Absolutely.
Some people, you know, they like to meditate in the morning, maybe others, maybe their lunch hour or late in the day. It's a personal preference. I mean, one isn't better than the other. Whatever one resonates with you is, you know, fine, but the thing is to do it. Just keep meditating.
You know, stress leads to all kinds of heart disease and heart conditions, and meditation is proven to lower your blood pressure, lower anxiety levels. So that 10 minutes can be a huge, huge shift for a lot of things, mentally and physically. So.
Oh, goodness, yes. And you know what? I came across something. I didn't know that we're talking about meditation, but meditation does involve the chakras and everything. And each chakra is connected with a specific planet, Liz.
Yeah,
that is really, really, yeah, absolutely amazing.
There's so many correlations
different
with
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so many different things. You know, the chakra system is just, it's a whole animal in itself to get into the topic of, but everything comes together. As much as we want to say things are separate, they're all connected. There's just more science.
They truly are. And we have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's saying, beloveds, you know, find the time to relax. Relax your mind, your body. Allow your heart to be centered. Just be open, and you will connect with the divine communication that you are needing. And I truly believe that, you know.
Yeah.
And when we're doing that, there's no space for worry, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I made the comment last night that the last 2 years, you know, we learned a lot of things. And one of them was that, yes, we can slow down. Because I'd say, you know, prior to March 2020, we were all hustle, bustle, running, you know, everything was going everywhere, every way, all the time, because that's what we got used to. And we were really called to pause, right, and stop and slow down and reconnect with the people in our lives.
With families working and everything, I mean, slowing down and connecting with your families, you know.
Yeah,
and a lot of families had more time to just, like, grow together, whereas maybe the parents worked at home for a while, you know, and they – you know, they found like a little bit of happiness. It was sort of like the silver lining in that cloud, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think we realized a lot about how we've handled things the last maybe century in the world, and that maybe we weren't doing the best job. Which is okay, right? I mean, it's okay to find out that you're not doing everything the right way, or that there's a different way. How sad. I didn't say we weren't doing it the right way, but that there's a different way. We can be flexible too. You know, we've been able to adapt and find different ways to handle things, all kinds of things. You know, working, schooling. I mean, ways to connect. I think, you know, one of the fun things for my family anyway, I have a large family, close, you know, I'm the oldest of four or five. So I have four younger sisters and then, you know, my parents and everything. So we have a big family as it is, but then my mom is the seventh out of eight kids. And generally, you know, we would get together for these huge, you know, 40 to 100 people kind of gatherings, which are hard. You don't get to them that often, but with the Zoom and the meetings and, you know, all that stuff that we were able to utilize, we could come on at the same time and talk like weekly, which wasn't something we could all do before. I mean, I guess we could, but we didn't ever attempt to.
That's, like you said, that's part of the, you know, the silver lining in the clouds, because it is really amazing.
We found these different ways to connect and share with each other and be with each other, you know, not just family-wise, but different groups, right? Friends. I'm sure you connected with different friends that you hadn't been able to connect to in a while, too. You know, there was, you know, obviously negative things that happened during the pandemic, but there's been a lot of positive things. And I think the more we focus on that, you know, what a bigger, you know, there's so much more. There's a bigger picture. And we don't always know the answer. We don't always know what the end game is. And
definitely, I agree. I mean, you really focused on what was important, you know, family, and it just, you know, it made you, like, reassess, you know, what we consider to be important, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It really did.
And I don't know about you, DC. Well, obviously, the world was like this when you were younger. When I was younger, like, a lot of stores still weren't open on Sunday, right? Sunday was a day for family. And I've started, you know, because I've gotten busier and I have more hats to wear and things to do. And I said, no, you know, it's Sunday. Sunday's my day. And I don't do any, like, I don't schedule any classes or clients. That's my day to make for me. And I've noticed, now you're closer to a bigger city than I am, but where I am, a lot of the stores haven't reopened to the later times that they were, but, you know, pre-COVID.
Definitely.
And they're not open all the days, right?
Well, we have all the days, and they're open every day, but they close a lot earlier, you know?
Right. And
they should be like a day of rest for everyone, you know?
Yeah. I think it's important because, again, there's that thing, right? If we all have one day that we have to stay home because there's nothing else to do, then we're connecting with our family or taking care of ourselves if we don't have family around, or whatever it may be.
Definitely.
But we take that one day for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know some of it has to do with lack of employees or what have you in some places, but, you know, I think some of it is store owners said, hey, you know what, I don't need to work so hard, too, people are okay if we're not open so late.
They value their time, and they value, you know, maybe their, you know, connections with their loved ones, you know, and because I think before the pandemic, everything was like hustle bustle, continually moving, and some people were like robots, you know, not even thinking and just going through the motions, you know, and then everything came to a complete halt.
Yeah. I laughed when I was, you know, seeing these news stories about families that they used to eat out every night of the week because they were always on the go. And now they're home and they don't know what to do because they haven't cooked in so long, or they haven't taught their children how to cook, because that's something they had to do. And, of course, where I am, I'm in a very rural area, so I don't have the luxury of a lot of places to be able to go and eat to begin with, nor, you know, a lot of fun to be doing that. But, you know, when my son was little, I came home from work, I made dinner, and he played sports, so we were always going to a sports practice. He knew how to cook and stuff. I taught him because I'm like, okay, you have to do this, you know, because I might have to get changed so we could leave or whatever. So he always helped in the kitchen, and it's such an important, vital thing that we need to remember to teach our children, you know, how to take care of themselves, how to, you know, there may not be a day where you can just go to McDonald's and get drive through, or, you know, call up your
the best, you know, living on either for the kids. You know, simple meals they're not hard, and, you know, it is really a great thing to have, you know, the kids learn as they're young and growing up. And even helping, you know, take care of, you know, younger siblings even, and, you know, helping mom with, you know, putting dinner on the table. I mean, that's always a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. It lets them decide what's being eaten, how it's being prepared. You know, when they're involved, they have a little bit more interest in what they're eating, or eating at dinner time and period, right? Because some kids struggle with that. So a lot of benefits to us being together.
And you know what I noticed too, Liz, like when you did get together with family or friends, that was like such a beautiful gift to finally connect with them again and maybe sit down and have a meal.
Yeah.
Like, what a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you definitely appreciated it, right? You didn't take it for granted. You didn't.
Oh my gosh,
it was beautiful. So it still is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is, but it just gave us a little time to think about what's important to each of us.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I, you know, that's feeling.
Yeah, I believe
but
so.
But I, you know what, I have a mall, believe it or not. I go to the mall in maybe like 4 minutes. I've been there once this year, and I think last year once. So I have all the conveniences here I don't care to even, you know, use, you know?
Yes.
So it's really funny.
I was going to say, you know, I used to dread going because I worked close to where I lived, so I'd never go into the metropolis anymore. It's like
I don't blame you.
I feel like my grandmother's like, oh, I'm going to town because I go once maybe every other week.
I know. Oh, gosh, and as you said that, it must have been your grandmother. My lights just flashed on and off. Hello. We're saying hello. We're acknowledging her. Yes, hi.
I know. I wasn't talking about that grandmother. I was talking about the one that's alive.
Oh, gosh. Well, the other grandmother said you better, you know, talk about her, too. Because if I lose my lights and my power loss, you're on your own for the show.
I know. Oh, gosh.
Goodness. That is funny.
But, you know, Instacart has been, because I used to dread grocery shopping. It was like this, I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, it seems like such a joy, but when you work all week and then you have to do that, you're like, oh, this is, I don't, it's work too, really. So
it
Instacart became like this dream thing. I don't have it delivered.
Yeah.
So I can go and pick up. So just to be able to
Love
it all
Instacart.
Online.
Or
have,
it's really nice.
You know, the boys, they use
but
something
But you know what I found, Liz? I have, we only have a couple houses, like where I'm located. And when I say, you know, past the two gray houses, you'll see a tan house, you know, and they end up in the wrong, you know, direction every day. I'm like, how hard can it be?
That's why I'm like, oh.
So I end up chasing, I feel like a dog chasing the cars, yelling, that's mine, it's my Instacart, you know. It's like, oh, my goodness. Crazy.
But it's such a big thing that I don't have to do. I have that. 40 extra minutes to meditate.
You know, that's wonderful. And I used it like a couple of weeks ago because we were expecting rain the next day, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like going grocery shopping in the rain, so I, you know, used Instacart, which is, it's amazing. It truly is.
Yeah, so great service, you know, because there's a lot, I've, you know, senior citizens, think about your loved ones that are maybe on their own and they shouldn't necessarily be out driving or the weather's not good here in, you know, the Northeast. And, you know, that's important. That's a great service to offer people. And I can't believe really
and,
that
you know,
took
even
so
if
long.
You have a loved one and you know what they like, surprise them and send them a little, like a little grocery order, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure
absolutely.
They would appreciate that sometimes. Flowers because it, you know it's a gift that just lasts and lasts. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's you know when you don't know what to buy someone. We used to struggle at holiday time with Christmas gifts for the older people because we're like, do they need another knickknack? Do they need another thing they can't use?
No, they don't.
And,
you know,
grocery store gift cards. And, you know, Instacart things are great things for them. They're like, and they love it.
They do. They absolutely love it. It's, you know, they're opening the bag and seeing what, you know, what's there. I mean, it's so, so wonderful and so thoughtful. Goodness.
Yeah. So.
Really beautiful.
Well, I guess that's maybe enough about Instacart tonight, huh? Should we answer some phone calls?
We have callers, Liz. I didn't jump in the studio, so I'm not sure.
Oh, we do, and I see a couple that we missed a couple weeks ago that we didn't have time for. So I think we should grab those first, because that's what we tell them that we'll do. And normally they don't
want
to call back right away. So, so we will get on our way with our first caller. How's that sound?
Wonderful. That sounds amazing. Yes.
All right. Area code 904, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Do you have a question for us?
I just want, can I get a general, please, to see what's coming up for me?
Sure.
Yeah, that's,
thank
you know
you.
What, a general reading is always a good place to start. You know?
Yeah, because I'm all over the place, so it's best to just...
That's okay.
Okay. The angels.
Yep. It's just, it feels like that's the time. It's just, we're all over the place. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let me see. Okay, I'm getting, the angels are saying fear is an insecurity, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is connected with something that you're holding on to, and I'm getting from the past even, okay?
Okay.
So I have to ask you, have you had any health issues?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's, you know, that's what I'm being shown. There's health issues, but I'm getting, please don't worry. So, you know, let go of, you know, the insecurities, let go of the fear. Call upon the angels. They came in at the, you know, the beginning with the meditation. Mother Mary is always there, you know, for you to help in whatever you're needing. I'm getting, you know, this is your time. You're moving forward. And the biggest thing is for you, Stacey, I'm getting emotions. You've got to learn how to, like in a healthy way, deal with your emotions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm getting, you know, when you feel like life is really stressful, and I feel like, you know, that's what you're feeling, like it gets really stressful, just remember that you have those beautiful angels that are there for you, okay?
Okay.
And they'll help you with whatever is going on in your life. Okay? And
okay.
Are you taking time for you daily, for your health and for your well-being?
Not like I should, no.
Okay, so that would be, you know, a great place to start, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to take care of ourselves before we can help others. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting, you know, you just have to really sit there and maybe meditate on a couple minutes, you know, daily maybe. What is most important to you, okay? And let yourself just, you know, hear your intuition, and that would be like in our stomach area, our solar plexus, and listen to what you're getting. And when we get those little nudges like that, that's the angels giving us a little bit of motivation to go forward, okay?
Okay.
To help you with your, you know, with your health or whatever else is going on. And I'm also getting, I see a scale, and the scale, one side says giving, the other side says retreat, receiving. Stacey, you give more than you receive.
True.
And when you do that, it really throws your energy and everyone else's energy out of balance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to, you know, you've got to be able to heal that, because what I'm getting is you just, like you're not balanced. You just give. And sometimes you might say, my goodness, I don't understand. Why am I feeling so stuck? You know, why am I having financial issues? Because you have to balance giving and receiving. Okay? So if someone
okay.
says, you know, hi, or I love your shirt, or like anything to you, opens a door for you, anything like that, that can go in the receiving part of that pile that you have, and that'll help to balance your energy, okay?
Okay.
So feeling like appreciated and things like that, that goes into the receiving aspect, you know, and you will start to balance out. I'm hearing the word miracle around you. Have you been praying for something?
Yes.
Okay, well, I
and
am
I was
hearing
playing,
you.
And the Whitney Houston and Mariah, there can be miracles when you believe earlier.
Yes, yes. Okay, beautiful. Well, the miracle is coming for you, and it will happen, you know, in your divine right timing. Okay? There
okay.
may be a couple things that you need to do in regard, you know, to this miracle. You may get little nudges. So listen to the nudges. And I am getting, the angels are with you, hon, and I'm hearing there's a healing, you know, coming to you. They're around you. They're helping you to heal. And I'm getting healing your past, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you're not really sure, you know, what your soul's purpose is presently.
It's true.
So the angels are saying, you know, my beloved, please be open to receiving information and to receiving healing, hon. Okay?
Okay,
so before we connected with our callers, I saw a man and a woman, and they were standing together, and I loved the energy between the two of them. It was really, really positive. Are you in a relationship or hoping to be in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship, no.
Okay, are you hoping to be in a relationship?
I'm open.
Okay, because the relationship that I see is a very beautiful relationship. It seems to be very positive. Okay? So
okay.
If you're open, make sure that you're loving yourself first, and you make a list of all the qualities you want that special someone to have. Okay?
Okay.
And then on the back of the sheet, like write it down. On the back of the sheet, turn it over and write all of what I call the deal breakers, things maybe that did not work out in the past and you don't want to repeat them. Okay?
Also,
you've got to make room in your heart, but you've got to make room in your closet. Take a couple hangers and either push them like way back or put them in another closet.
That's not going to work.
What's that?
I'm like,
is it gonna work? Is that what you said?
I said the closet issue. That's a whole. I need a whole nother house.
Well, you gotta find somewhere for that special someone stuff. You figure it out.
Bag,
you know,
it's simple.
The angels will help you. You'll figure something out. That's not the worst of the worst. Okay.
Okay.
I am getting good news is coming your way. And my dog Ginger, she was with me during her earthly journey, and she gives messages, and she's saying, girlfriend, get ready. You're going to – I feel like, you know, the good news, I feel like it may come via a phone call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So hold on to that and just be open to the good news coming. Yeah, I just, you know, I keep going back. My dog keeps going back and saying this couple, it's going to be really, really amazing. So you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself while you're waiting for that special someone. She's saying, you know, Stacey, you wouldn't want to go to the door to meet someone for the first time and have a mud mask on, your oldest robe, and really old slippers. You'd have that person flying down the street in like 2 seconds, you know? So just take care of you and just, you know, love yourself first. Do you do mirror work?
No, but I thought about it.
Okay, well, you just look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and, you know, and whenever you are by a mirror and say, you know, Stacey, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're worthy of the love that you're looking for. And the more that you do that, you put out the good vibes to the universe, hon, okay?
Okay.
And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, spoiler alert, Stacey, spoiler alert. You know, that special someone is really intelligent, outgoing, and really dynamic.
Okay?
So she's saying, you know, make sure you're taking time just for you. Because this is going to be an unbelievable, beautiful, beautiful relationship.
Okay.
So you've got to make sure, you're doing that work and you're really loving yourself. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's saying when you do find that special someone, you've got to realize that relationships, you know, they take time. You really need to nurture them. And it's true, you know. Allow them to really, you know, do all those nice things for you, okay? But I am getting the person is very romantic and very kind and a dependable person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like this is going to be a really beautiful relationship for you.
Okay.
So please just, you know, work on yourself in the interim. I'm getting, you know, we're in the spring, you know, in spring right now. It could happen, you know, in the springtime.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to make sure if that's something that you're interested in, you really have to, you know, keep putting the intentions out to the universe and tell the angels, you know, what kind of qualities this special someone has to have.
Right.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, people really, you know, they admire and love you, is that what the angels are saying, you know? So you're an amazing woman, and you've got to really, you know, you've got to tell yourself that as well, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, you've got to, everything happens in divine timing. You've got to, you know, wait for that divine timing. You know, it's not, my dog Ginger's coming in, she's saying, it's not like going through a drive-thru, you know, and putting an order in there. It's not going to be that fast, but it's coming, you know?
Right.
So just get ready, and I do feel it's going to be amazing, Stacey. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just, what is she saying, too? Things are going to happen between spring, and then there's some other things that are going to happen in summer. So these are going to be two beautiful seasons that are going to be really, really, you know, amazing, where you can you can see that your dreams do manifest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I see a lot of like movement around you. Are you thinking about moving at all?
I've thought about it. It's in the intention, but I'm here,
okay,
like trying to redo the house and, you know, do a little
okay
remodeling here and there.
Okay. Or maybe just, maybe not moving right now, maybe just visiting, but I feel like, you know, going somewhere warmer would be something that has been on your mind.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Okay. Well, that's what the angels are saying. They're saying, don't give up on that. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Getting, what are they saying? Ginger is laughing. Okay. Okay. She's singing a song, Do You Want to Know? And I don't know that song, so I have no clue what that means.
Hmm.
Okay. But Archangel Michael is with you, and he's saying, Stacey, you do have a little bit of self-doubt, so we really do want to, you know, let go of that and to help you to become more confident. And I think once you become more confident and realize how truly amazing you are, I feel like things can happen like a little bit faster. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, because Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're on the path of happiness, and everything that you're wanting is there, okay? All that you want to have or do or be, it's on that beautiful path, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, get yourself a good pair of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have. I hope that helped. I'm going to turn you over,
yes,
to Liz, honey. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you. You as well.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
So I want to tell you, because I listened to DC Talk, I recently read this, and it's really been stuck in me, and I've given it to a couple callers the last few weeks, but I read this article, and it said, if we don't truly love ourselves, how do we know what to expect from another person? And I thought, wow, how powerful.
Yeah,
is that?
That's true. Yeah.
Powerful. If we don't fully love ourselves and treat ourselves the best, how do we know what we want from someone else? And I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do those things. Do those things that make you feel good. I agree with DC, because that's when that partner shows up, you know, when we're least expecting it, when we're like, you know what? About me now, and I'm going to do me and take care of me, and then all of a sudden here's this person that just sweeps us off our feet.
when you least expect it.
Yeah. So when I was going through the switchboard earlier to see if I had callers from previous weeks that we hadn't gotten to, I saw your number on there, and I was shuffling my cards, and I had a card fall out, and I knew it was for the first caller, and it's Lady Venus, which is really powerful at this time. We just went through the alignment with Venus and I think it was the sun, and it doesn't happen very often. It's an event that doesn't take place, you know, it's like years and years before it happens again. But Venus is all about love, right? Lady Venus is the embodiment of love, pure love. So, again, there's that self-love coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, love for other people. You know, part of the human experience in coming and living during this time is that not every love is going to last forever, and not every love is the same. And a lot of times we block ourselves off, shut ourselves down because of, you know, hurt that we've experienced in the past or or bad things. Not that we have to continue to expose ourselves to those things, but we have to be open to having new experiences and not bringing that bad thing into the new experience, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Each relationship is individual. We go, oh, right. You know, the last one cheated on me. The last one did this. We bring that with us. And so that paints the new experience. We have to go into each one open. And sometimes that's the hardest part for us as humans, right, because we get so caught up in the, oh, I don't want to feel that pain again. But we're bringing that pain back by even thinking that. You know, we need to look at the new person as like, hey, this is a new chance, a new opportunity. It's a clean slate. And we'll see what this picture paints for itself, right? So, and why Lady Venus coming through right now is so powerful is because of that alignment we just had. And we're also in this portal of opening of, you know, the higher consciousness of expansion. All of us are being called to kind of move up, to expand. There's things coming down, you know, we're getting downloads and information all the time in dreams, in sometimes even in our waking life, depending on how open you are to it. I'm sure that you've noticed a lot of, you know, a lot of things that feel different, maybe even the energy around you.
Right.
Are you noticing like little flashes of light or like, oh, did I just see something over there? That kind of stuff.
Yes,
is that happening for you?
Yes. I noticed that a few days ago. I'm sitting in my living room, and there's this light, this long, tall light, and you have, you know, those switches. You have to turn it like you're turning the key to turn it on, and the light just came on, turned itself. The light just came on. And I looked at the light, and I looked away, and I looked at the light. I'm like, no, I just didn't see that. And I'm like, I said, no, this is not happening. So I sat there, you know, and I didn't move. I said, no, Stacey, you just didn't see that, did you? And then I sat there. I continued to sit there, and I got up. I said, okay, keep playing your game. I walked to the kitchen, walked back. The light turned itself off. I said, okay, you have my attention. And then I keep finding, like, two dimes in the purse, two dimes on the floor. And I went into Lowe's, and the cashier says, oh, you have two dimes on your neck. And I'm like, huh? And she took it off and gave it to me. I'm like, what? So these are the things. And I'm like, what is happening here?
Stacey, is your favorite grandfather, hon? Because I see a man laughing, and he's saying grandfather.
I thought about my grandfather today, and I was like, man, I miss him, and what would he
think
right
and
now
do you
and what I'm
to
doing?
See anything shaped, do you happen to also see anything shaped like hearts? Because he's saying he sends you hearts.
Hearts. I just went through some hearts.
It could
hearts.
Be in a cloud. It could be anything. You know, sometimes we see in, like see something when we say, oh, my gosh, it looks like a heart, you know. But he's saying it's me. I things there for you to find so that you think of me.
Oh. Man. I thought about him
so
today. I said, wow.
Yeah. Mindful, you know. He's saying be more mindful. And he wants you to just be aware of things. You are spiritually gifted. And I feel like he's trying to help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying, again, please look for the hearts. He's sending hearts and he wants to, you know, he wants you to look for those hearts, okay?
Okay. Wow.
That's funny.
So he's really strong. Yeah, he's really, his energy is amazing.
So
he tells me that you, like, you're, you know, going all the time. She's, you know,
yes,
she's always running around doing this, doing that, doing
and
this,
not paying
doing
attention.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that light caught my attention, though. I'm like, what in the world? And I'm like, I'm not
well,
leaving
said,
my
know,
house.
He stopped her. He's saying, I stopped her in her tracks, you know?
Yep. Got my attention. Full dead center.
That's awesome. Well, just slow down a little bit because he seems like a very creative grandfather. I'm sure he could do a lot more. Okay?
Okay.
I'll turn you back over to Liz.
So,
Liz?
So I was going to say, Stacey, you know, I immediately, for me, dimes, my grandmother leaves dimes. We always get them as a symbol from her. And you know, when I started working with my coach, she said, anytime you find a sign like that, you know, what is the first person that pops in your mind as who is sending you the sign? You know, and the lights, we have a light issue in our home as well. And it's because my son is a very powerful intuitive as well, and he doesn't want to admit it. So a couple weeks ago, we were sitting in the dining room, and I'm sitting in front of this light that's on a table, and it kind of started flickering, and I looked at it, and my son looks at me and goes, isn't that strange, huh? And I said, yeah, okay. And it kept doing it, and I said, okay, we know you're here. And he gives me this evil eye as I say it. But the light then flashes off once and comes back on, like completely off, comes back on. And I said, hello. And a couple minutes, I'm sitting there kind of looking at my phone, and then it flashed off twice. And I said, okay, thank you. I know you're here. And then the light went off for a good 20 seconds and came back on. And I said, okay, I said thank you. And I heard giggling, and it was, my son has three friends in spirit. And I said, it's your friends here, but they're being funny. They're poking me and saying, tell him we're here. And I said, this is your friend fooling around. And he says, I know it is.
Wow.
So I said, well, they want you to know. They're trying, you know, they just want you to make you smile. That's what they're doing. But your grandfather
and Liz,
giving you all these hearts.
You were talking about
your
son's friends, Sarah. I got a neighbor of yours, Stacey, that said they remember you when you were a little girl. And they're in spirit. Someone with possibly a J name. But I'm hearing neighbor. But you were young.
Neighbor.
Maybe you won't remember them, you know. And I think it's a male.
Oh, okay.
I feel it's a male. And I see like a smile, and he's just saying, you know, your grandfather came in, but you're so much more like your grandmother.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know what
that is true, because she's the one that's always coming, and she's the one that's like a replica of her. And my grandfather is the more quiet, laid-back, soft-spoken one.
Oh, gosh, that is hysterical. And Liz is just feeding your grandparents whatever she's saying, so I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, Liz. But it's your fault.
What happens when we're in connection? You can't help it.
yeah, they just, you know what, and I sort of tend to let them, like I interrupt, I'd rather interrupt than have my power blown out or something, so.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's it, you know. Yeah, we don't get like little flashes or on and off, we get it like boom, it's gone.
So, you know, just, They're getting a hold of you. They're letting you know they're there. They want you to know you're supported. And because of this powerful time, there's just more of an opening for them to come through. You know, like DC and I spoke about at the start of the show, the last 2 years, right, it's caused us to slow down, to change perspective. And that's what is allowing you to be more open to see it. And, you know, your grandfather was showing you all these hearts, but because of your hustle and bustle and too busy, you were just, you know, like dismissing it. Like, oh, that's, you know, what a coincidence, I'm walking on. And so he had to do something to really, really get your attention.
Yeah,
he
got
hey.
Me when I was sitting down. Yeah.
So really powerful time. And when DC talked about you going on a trip, you know, I think a lot of times, and I felt this is probably you too, like when you're going on a trip, right, you want to, like you're taking a block of time and you're really going to relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at everything that way. take a quick, short couple days. You know, I feel like you're going to find something that's like a, you know, it's a couple days and it's a real cheap getaway. And it's not going to seem like a lot, but you know what? It's going to be enough to just let you do the, you know, and be away, shut off, you know, turn your phone off. Don't worry about that stuff while you're there. Really, really just enjoy relaxing, being at the place you're at, you know, taking in all that goodness. And it's really going to help you to open your mind and see more of what you want to do, what you're meant to do. You're going to get a lot of insight around what it is that you need to do to fulfill your life, the life purpose, right? That's what you're looking for. And
right.
It's going to help you to get that clarity. It's going to help you to be there and just say, okay, this is it. That's where you're going to have your aha moment. So don't discount it because it seems like a small amount of time. It's just enough. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just need that couple days away, unplugged, and to really get that, like, hey, you know, here's that idea that I needed all this time, and I know it's going to work. So, and that's what's going to happen for you. So go ahead. I feel like it's going to be something that just kind of pops up, and you're like, oh, I could do that, but it's not what, you know, normally you would say, it's just not enough vacation time. I don't want to go for such a short time. And you would blow it off. This time, jump on it and go.
Okay.
Because it's worth it. You know, and that's self-love. Self-love is taking that time out and honoring the fact that you need time away. We need time unplugged. We need time disconnected from everything else. And just for ourselves, just to be in solitude and in a beautiful place where we feel connected and grounded and open. You know, to, you know, both open to the spirit world, but also connected to the earth. That's when we get our best messages and we have our best connections. but your spirit guides are coming through now saying, hey, we're here. Take notice. Ask us to come in. Call us in. We're here for you. They can't act on your behalf. They can't intervene unless you ask. So get up every morning and ask them to come be with you and, you know, show you the way. There's a little thing, Gabby Bernstein is somebody I follow pretty closely, and she gets up every day and she says, Spirit, bring me the people I need to talk to, take me the places I need to see, show me. And, you know, lets her day unfold that way. When roadblocks come up, you just kind of go, okay, we're not going to do that right now. And you follow the roadblock.
Yeah.
So the roadblock is... it's leading you somewhere where you need to go. And you're going to get where you're headed eventually.
That being said, Ginger's coming in and saying, Stacy, rock your gypsy soul. Okay?
You know, my friend called the other day and he said, girl, you are a gypsy. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, huh? How did I? He's like, yep, gypsy. I'm like,
Ginger's
what did
coming.
I do?
I'm just delivering. But I said to Ginger, okay, I'm going to give her that, but what do you mean? She's just saying like a gypsy soul is unpredictable, and she's constantly looking for something new and exciting.
Yeah.
You know? So that's pretty cool. Yeah. She's saying she's a wild woman with an unexplainable spark for life. So that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with living that way. There is not.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, what a way to live. Yes. Very cool.
There's plenty of people that are 100% fulfilled with that life. They live comfortably and abundantly, you know, so don't, you know, just because society says you got to be in this box, it doesn't mean we have to be. So
that's true.
That's really all the message I have for you, Stacy. But I think
we have one more list.
Here you are.
Ginger's asked. I have one more small one. Ginger's asking, I don't know if you've taken pictures with your camera or you're looking through pictures, but notice the little orbs that are in the pictures. That's your family.
I see that.
So,
yeah, I see that with my this light. And I'm like, they're like, what is that? Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
Yep.
She sees that, Grandpa. Okay, we're good.
Well, stay in touch with us.
They're there.
It was great.
Definitely. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you.
Call us back. Let us know how you make out.
Yeah,
yes.
I certainly will.
Aw. What a great first caller.
Kind of crazy, isn't it, though?
I know. I'm like, oh. So it was so funny because we were talking at the beginning, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, here's some numbers from the last couple of weeks. Let me put a mark here so I don't forget them. And I'm shuffling, and I'm like, this card's for the first caller. And I'm like, ooh, what's happening here with Lady Venus? Because she's usually very sexual in nature. But, she just
really
needed that angelic hug. No, she's
oh, definitely. It was like chicken soup for the soul. That was absolutely amazing.
Sure was.
Beautiful.
All
yes,
right.
Really beautiful. Started out a little bit just, you know, on an even keel, and then it went crazy.
Yeah, well, it happens.
It happens, yeah.
Again, the veil is thin.
And Ginger said, shift happens. Deal with it.
It sure does.
It does. Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, I see another caller from a couple of weeks ago as well. So if we're ready for our next caller, see what happens.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to go
up
for it. We'll just see where yesterday takes us.
That's right. Area code 716, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, Liz. Hi, DC. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you, hon?
I am doing good. I just wanted to share this wild experience and maybe get some feedback on what this was. The other night, I was sleeping, and I just get a big, like a white light. I can't see really who it was. It looked like my mom. Then it looked like Archangel Gabriel. And they were holding a baby boy. And I'm saying, okay. And, you know, DC, I work with kids, you know, and I watch them.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, okay. So I must have fell in a deep sleep, or I must have had this vision while I was sleeping, and it brought me to this house, a brick house. I was sitting on the porch of it. This little baby, now as a toddler, age 3 or 4, eating watermelon. I have Jordan, my older son, obviously, playing with another friend of his, or whoever, this other teenage boy or a little bit older, in the street, and we were just watching them. And then, you know, this German Shepherd was on the grass. I'm thinking, okay, I saw this before, maybe 10 years ago when my gift first opened, but now it feels like it's near. What is this, and what's going on? Am I okay?
Oh, you're definitely okay. It's interesting. Don't get crazy. You know, it's okay. All is well, okay? So, yeah, I'm just getting that you're starting on sort of like this path. It's like a spiritual path for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing you're a healer. Ginger's saying she's a healer. And you,
mm-hmm.
have you felt that you're a healer?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what she's showing me. She's saying she's on the path, and, you know, she is a healer. Okay, so it's sort of like, you know, on this path, like with the brick specifically, why are you putting, like, a wall around yourself? Like, what's stopping you from going forward?
I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start.
Work on yourself. Just work on yourself and then allow yourself to help others, okay? Because this is a beautiful time of new beginnings. It's a time of growth. You know, this is going to be a very fulfilling time in your life. And you are manifesting your dreams. And when you were saying, like, the little one and, you know, you were saying the age and everything.
Right.
sort of feel like, you know, you saw the baby and stuff, but I also felt that that was almost like a reflection of your own inner child, the beautiful gentleness and the happiness. And I feel like, you know, you're excited about this journey, and you've just got to let down those walls and go forward, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nothing to be afraid of, because I feel like there's a little bit of fear. You have the angels all around you. Archangel Michael, of course, is our big healing angels. Okay.
Right.
And
I just
and
don't
I'm getting,
make
like, you know,
the wrong
you have
move in anything. Right.
Yeah. I feel like the angels are even giving you, like, and Ginger's coming in too. I'll give her a little nudge to get motivated and to go forward. You know, try to stay positive. And, you know, a little bit of meditation is always helpful. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be able to go forward. I do feel during the summer months that you may start opening up your gifts even a little bit more. Okay? So don't be afraid of anything. This is a beautiful, beautiful, you know, journey that you're on. And, you know, you're connecting with the angels, you're connecting with the divine. And when you meditate and you sit in silence, that's when you're going to hear things, when you sit quietly.
Right. Yeah, I just, you know, because when I think my gift really opened up after my nasty divorce, it was when Jordan was one, and it was a crazy time, and then things started to get better around 2012, and things were, like, opening up, but I got scared because I didn't want it to come through no other place besides heaven. I didn't want to see things that weren't true. I want to see things that are only coming from Jesus, you know, the universe. I don't want to be, like, tricked or anything else. That's what kind of scares me, but I'm learning to, like, let that go, and I call in, you know, Archangel Michael and all of them. So it is getting better. I just don't know where to start this Reiki, you know, master healing project that I'm on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, have you taken, like, any kind of healing classes, Reiki or any other modalities?
No, not yet. Where do I just look it up in my community or, like, on Facebook?
Well, you know what? I'm a Reiki master in two different modalities of Reiki, but I'm not taking students right now. Liz, are you taking students?
Oh, thanks, DC.
I'm not a Reiki master, but I have a friend that does do that.
Okay.
Works here in my center as well, but she does things virtually. Her name is Lorraine, and she is a beautiful soul. But
that's my nana's name,
you know,
Lorraine.
Well, that's a beautiful synchronicity. Yeah. There you go. Beautiful.
You
know, Lori.
You can definitely connect with me through Sacred Embers if you want. Send me a message and I can get you her information. But if you want to work with someone locally where you are as well, you know, reach out. Or even once you start to work on yourself, the people are going to, they're just going to end up in your path too. So.
Right.
You know.
And I'm getting selenite, like the crystal selenite. That's going to help you to have a deeper connection with the divine.
Okay, yeah, because I'm always looking up crystals, and like Etsy has them, and then I forgot where I got my other one.
Selenite's a good one. That's a nice one that I would get, you know. And you do have, past lifetimes as well, where
you
have wisdom to bring forward, and there's nothing, you know, to be afraid of.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I just, you know, because I know I am powerful, and then, like, Mother Mary, she's around my neck, and I was doing something, and it was flopping, so I was holding her, and then I went inside my dad's room, because I still have mommy's jewelry, and I found... Well, her Jesus charm broke, but I still keep it because I don't throw any holy things out. So it's in my angel wing. And I said, where is my other angel wing that mommy used to wear before she died that we took it off? So I'm looking. I'm making my dad's bed. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's there. So I like wiped it off and I said, Amber, to my twin sister, I said, I found it. It's in my angel wing. I got to still go through the
And as you said that, I found it was your grandfather that came in and made it visible to you. Hun.
Yeah, my mom's dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
he was very
filled with wisdom. And I feel like, you know, some of the wisdom that you have came from him as well.
Yeah, he was very gifted as well. So was my mother.
Does he come in dreams, hon?
Yeah, and then sometimes just like, oh, she's here right in front of me.
Yeah.
My son Jordan sees her. My dad gets a glimpse of her. And it's just me. Sometimes if I'm walking, I'm like, oh, you're here? I said, put away the laundry, and she just laughs.
So, you know what? He's just like holding on to you, giving you a kiss, on the top of the head, and he's saying, you're an amazing healer. Don't be afraid.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know. I've just been through so much, and I'm like learning just now to let go of like, you know, everything.
Right.
Like, I'm not the
same You're doing
person.
A great job. You're really, you know, going forward on your beautiful path, you know, but your soul is, you know, saying this is your time, you know, to bring forth your healing gifts. And you've got to trust in your path, and you've got to trust in yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are all around you. Tracy, there's nothing to worry about. They're just saying take that first step on that beautiful path, okay?
Right,
and
absolutely.
You've got to heal you first because you're still holding on to different things, you know?
A little bit,
and,
it's really going to
help you. You're going to be more aware of your, you know, your soul's purpose and just be open, you know, to receiving all the information that's waiting to come your way. And a lot of it comes while you're sleeping. But you've got to let go of the past. That's your old story. And you've got to think about, you know, what's going on now and also what's going to happen in your future. You have the ability to have a beautiful, amazing future, okay?
Yeah, and that's what I saw after I saw that vision,
But it's sort of like, you know, like a baby is born, and I'm getting like it's sort of almost like you're being reborn, and you're recreating, you know, who Tracy is, who she wants to be. Okay, so that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Liz, hon, but really embrace that beautiful journey you're on. It's a beautiful journey.
Okay. Hi, Liz.
God bless. Hi, Tracy. So as you were telling the story of your dream, I was, you know, trying to envision it myself to see what I could feel and make the connection. And I was like, I don't, you know, this baby, I wasn't sensing that was anything that you were connected to. So I thought, this isn't a baby that's coming into her life. As I sunk in that it was a dream, I thought, oh, yes, well, metaphors. Our dreams are all in metaphors. So the baby is all about, I agree with DC, you know, the inner child, but birthing an idea, right, and watching it grow, helping it, nurturing it to come to fruition. Now, the German Shepherd, is there a German Shepherd that you had in the past that you connect with? Because I thought
She was mixed. She wasn't a full breed German Shepherd. This was a full breed German Shepherd in the vision/dream.
Okay. But she had a lot of traits of a German Shepherd, correct? I'm feeling she was very...
I had a lot of dogs.
The Shepherd itself, though, means protection. It's giving you know, the message that you're protected, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
Getting it was her spirit guide. It's a, you know, definitely a spirit guide with you. It has been with you. I just wondered if you were more closely, because it definitely had a connection to you. So I just wondered if it was a dog that you had, you know, in the past.
Right.
I do feel that's what came through. So I just wanted to mention that about the dog, and that Archangel Gabrielle is, you know, the angel that we go to for creativity, for when we're trying to make something come to fruition or starting a new idea. So perfect timing for me to come in and step forward with that, because you want to start on this journey. And, you know, part of what I got in the message was, you know, you said it was, you saw the baby and then it was a toddler and you're watching your son playing in the street. Part of what you just need to start doing on your journey, and this, like, I ironically really connected me back to where I started, was just start sharing with people what you're doing. It'll be just your friends at first. And, right. You know, even because I know it felt awkward to me at first. I was like, okay, so this might sound weird, but you know
I see
what?
Dead people.
Amazingly.
Yeah,
right. So many right. people are more open to it than we think, and they don't start the conversation either. So someone needs to start the conversation. It's going to be
right.
you because you're brave now.
Right.
but, you know, just start sharing. Just start sharing your experiences.
Right.
You know, telling your story, because telling our story is what gives the permission to other people to heal. It gives permission to other people to reach out and ask questions. You
questions.
Know, and
yeah,
and that's what healing is. You know, if you look at your healing journey, it's because you stopped and asked questions. You know, why did I go?
Right.
Why did I have to go through that? Why did
this
happen? Right?
Yes.
So eventually, you're not a victim anymore, right? Like at some point, you go,
absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
Yep.
All of that, I had to do that so I could be here where I am now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank God it's over.
Right.
And we're thankful that Liz is here with us, Liz. We, you know, where would we be? You're such, you know, a beautiful light, you know, in the world, and we're thankful.
Right. And I posted that picture on Facebook today to see about my picture and about my, like, confidence and like that, because years ago in the past, I didn't have confidence, and now I have. And people think about when they see the word confidence, like, oh, you're conceited, you think you're all that. No, for me, it's confidence.
Huh?
Of feeling good about myself so I can help others. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? Even post in our group, because the group page, you're among like-minded people.
Yeah.
That can really, you know, add what they're getting as well, you know?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I was going to post something
your
the other day.
Are really
like,
important.
Right.
You know, write them down. Do you put them in like a little notebook, your dreams?
Yeah,
try
I
to
have
start like start documenting the dreams, because, you know, even with the German Shepherd, the German Shepherd is saying, you know, Tracy, you're feeling anxious about the changes that are coming, but this is your time to be, you know, a little bit more brave and take that first step on the path, okay?
Right.
And once you do, you're going to, you know, you're going to be so surprised. You know, you're going to be able to connect and pursue your goals and go forward, you know, in the life that you've imagined, okay?
Right. Only because
so you're a little bit overwhelmed
protecting.
Right now, you know, with the, you know, the decision to go forward. But, you know, that beautiful German Shepherd as well is telling you to just let go of the stress, you know, and don't see this journey as an obstacle. And I feel like you have a lot of leadership skills. You're amazing. And you are meant to help others, okay?
Right.
So you've got to be able to be a little bit more vulnerable. And, you know, Liz gave, you know, great advice, you know. But I would say, you know, put stuff in, you know, our group page, because you're around a ton of like-minded people that really get what you're saying, you know.
Right. Yeah, I will. I'll start, you know, soon on that. And now do you guys have to approve it, or it just pops right up?
No, it'll have to be approved, but we'll approve it, you know? And the other thing is, when you see any kind of a dog in a dream, that is an aspect of accepting yourself for who you are, and as well loving yourself. Who you are and loving who you see, who you are. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So that shepherd has so many different meanings. From what Liz said too, like, you know, there was a dog that you may have had, and it also means protection, and, you know, there's, you know, change is coming. There's so many different things and so many, you know, different references to that beautiful dog.
Right, and I'm still doing the work with the violet flame as well, doing that.
Beautiful.
Day in my novena.
doing my spring.
And you know what, I just feel, that like Tuesday Liz does the beautiful singing balls, and she has, you know, she, you can go back, Liz, can't you? And you can listen to everything if you don't make it live.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can go back. I feel those singing ball sessions, you know, they're going to help open you up to different things too. You'll feel really amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to purchase one of those too, because I was just looking online. I said, oh, put it in the cart, and I didn't check out yet because I needed to do something fast. But I would like to purchase that for myself. I just want the reassurance, and you guys gave it to me, that I am okay with this gift coming. It is coming from, you know, the universe and Jesus and everything.
And you know what,
and
I
then
would
another, go ahead,
Tracy. I would suggest Liz has an amazing card deck to really get you motivated daily. You know, connect and you know, purchase those cards. She gives you an erasable marker. You can write on the mirror. You know, erase it and put another message like daily. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I will. That sounds good.
Yeah, they're beautiful messages and really amazing.
One more thing into this, I'll get your mind spinning. When I was sitting on the porch with the boy and then with Jordan and whoever he was playing with, and somebody, like, drives up in the car, but it's like, you know how you watch the cop movies and they blur out their face? It was a man, probably about age 42, 43, just pulls up, you know, comes, but he goes like in the garage way around the house, and then he stands by the door that I'm sitting in. I turn my head, I talk to him, and then he just like gets ready, he gets dressed, and I can't hear it, and then I can't see nothing anymore, and that's when I woke up.
Okay. Well, sitting on the porch is about having strength and, you know, really believing in, you know, what you're thinking, you know, your beliefs. And it's time to go within and think about what your belief system is.
Right.
Okay.
So I wanted to share with you,
but the person
that
you saw, it sort of even, you know, associates with the people that you connect with in your life as well, you know?
Right.
Okay. Liz?
Part of my message was too that the people, there's always going to be people that are around you that are naysayers, right? And a lot of times we don't realize our gifts, or we have questions about our gifts because we've been around these people of the lower vibration for so long that we get stuck there. And when our gift starts to open, our vibration is raising, and like, they don't want to lose us. They want to keep us at their low vibration. So they do things that cling on to us to try to keep us
right
down. But at some point, you just can't, like, your power is just too great, and it's going to make you rise up no matter what. The light's
right,
always going to shine through no matter how much darkness you try to surround it with. There's always going to be the light, you know. So we're always making ways, and we're always breaking things open. Part of what your gift is sharing your experience, but also, you know, I can say, and I know that you'll be able to relate to this, as a parent, also talk about the things that you watched your son, how you watched your son grow, the things that you,
right,
you know, witnessed through him as well. Because I know,
yes,
that there's many teachable moments for myself as a parent where I was like, oh, okay, now I know why I have that problem from when I was a kid. You know, and I went, oh, because I projected it onto my son, and I said, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Let me step
right
back. That's not what I want to do. And you
right
know what? We make mistakes. We've never done this before. But we also watch them grow and go through their own experiences, right, in their own hard
yes
times in different ways. And
right
that's important to share with people, too. It's important to share with other parents that, hey, guess what? Yeah, you make mistakes. We don't know. It's our first
right
time. We've never been parents before. We're figuring it out, too.
Right.
You know, and it also gives us the ability to forgive our parents for things that they might have done because they didn't know any better either. So it's a really powerful
yes, yes,
right? it's a powerful, expansive, growing time when we share our story. Because as much as we think that we've done work and healed ourselves, we discover more and we go, oh, and now it's not as profound. We don't go into the meltdown of tears and all that stuff and those emotional releases. We're able to go, oh, geez, now I get it.
Yeah, I hear you. When I was, you know, going through my divorce when Jordan was one, I protected him like no tomorrow, because just at that time my ex was just like in and out, in and out. He wasn't consistent. It was always say, but don't do. So probably around 2013, things got better. And then after that, things just got better. And now it's like, for instance, like Jordan had to go to a dentist and it came back here as a dental bill, like a copay type thing. And I said, you know, Dave, it's $76. He was like, oh, okay, I'll give you the money like today. I'm like, okay, to myself. And I wasn't nasty. I just said, okay, in the text. And then like 20 minutes later, he said, oh, here you go. I'm thinking he's going to give me like $70 or right on the nose. But no, he gave $80. He talked to me and Jordan for a few minutes and it was on his way. Now, if he would have done this when Jordan was little, I would be swearing. I would be all over the place. So it did grow and it did get time. And it's just like, oh, okay, goodbye. Like, hello, goodbye, you know, see ya. And then Jordan talked to him. It's totally different now.
Yeah. But we all change and grow, right? We all realize things about ourselves.
Right.
I'm sure you don't want to be the person that gets into that mindset, right? It doesn't feel good. It sounds like maybe he's grown up a little too. So that's always a plus. And how positive is that for your son to see that, yes, you know what, maybe we don't have the typical family unit, but guess what? We can still get along. We can still work with each other to come to a solution without having a problem, right? And how important is that? Huge.
Right, and I can't believe Jordan's 15. It's like time went by. Now he's 15. He's in high school.
Yeah.
He loves it. And it's like, damn, you're the class of 2025. It's like, like, it's like amazing.
A blink of an eye.
What's interesting, this is your time to focus on you a little bit more, you know?
Yes.
Yep.
But who was the car, though, in that vision that they didn't let me see? Who was that?
It's just
you know what? I don't
somebody,
like who
matter.
It was specifically was, like, what's important. You know,
that's the name.
It wasn't bad.
It was just
the
reference.
Those are the people that want to tell you that you can't do this or it's not important or what you're doing is silly. They're not the people that you need around you. And that's why you couldn't see them, because you are at a higher vibration than that. You're just not on that frequency anymore.
Right.
Okay.
And
that's okay. And
you've got to focus,
you know,
like more so on you, because it's, Ginger's saying she's focusing like on everybody around her, but we didn't hear any details about you at all. So, you know, in your waking hours, focus on you. Think about what you want to create. And you're very vivid with your descriptions of your dreams. You know, be very vivid with the same kind of, you know, details to what you're looking to create, okay?
Right, yeah.
Because you do an amazing job.
And I'll be in touch.
Definitely. But please, just, you know, use, you have such detail in your dreams, and that's beautiful. But you've got to really, like, see your journey the way you want to have it. What does it look like? You know, what are you focusing on in that journey? You know, how do you feel when you see that journey? Okay?
Right.
Because otherwise, if we don't, like, focus on it, with, you know, like positivity and things, it's sort of like we're saying, well, I'm going to put it on the back burner. It's not going to happen. It makes an amazing difference when you can focus and really feel it and just, you know, feel it, see it, and it's going to help you to go forward. And I'm getting summertime is going to be an amazing time for you to go forward. You're going to see a big difference.
Amen.
Yep. And Ginger's saying she's going to see her to start to manifest.
Right. And it's just like, you know, not to focus just on like finding the man or whatever, like we just said, it'll come unexpectedly. I don't want to know who, just give me I tell people, I just want to mind my business. Like, oh, hi, how you doing? Like I told you like a couple months ago, hey, we're going out for ice cream, like not expecting it. Like, oh, maybe we're going to go out today. Maybe we're going to do this. But when Amber, Ashley, or somebody says, hey, do you want to go to bingo? I want to be like this, like out, you know, freely and not waiting for it.
Yeah, Ginger just said that's serendipity.
Ginger.
So just, you're just surrendering to, you know, what is coming, and you're getting ready. And Ginger's saying, go for it, girlfriend. It's going to be amazing.
I sure will.
Well, stay
absolutely.
In touch and let us know all the good that's come your
yep,
way.
I will. And I will post on the
pull the card for you. Not away, Tracy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I pulled a card for you, and it looks like we're getting all the things because I pulled Mercury. And it's open communication. So, you know, this is really just, I wanted to read it to you because it's confirmation about what you're asking. Open communication. Get the weight off your chest. Speak up with love and be heard. So sharing your story. And one of the things that's on the card in front of Mercury is the caduceus. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's what Archangel Raphael carries. It's the staff. And it's on the side of like ambulances and stuff with the two serpents wrapped around it and the angel wings. So that's called a caduceus, and it's a symbol of healing, right, and of a healer. So you are being called to do this. When you said earlier to DC, you're worried about this being, you didn't want anything negative, you didn't want anything like that. You know, you can tell the difference between good energy and bad energy. First, in the morning when you get up, you should bubble up for protection, as I always tell everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call in the light to protect you. I always envision myself in the Glinda the Good Witch bubble from The Wizard of Oz, and that's how I go through my day. But you start with that so that no negative energy can get into you. But the other thing is positive energy always feels good. It always feels it's exciting. It's warm. It's like a hug. You feel secure and fun in it. You don't feel heavy or stressed out about it. When something is bad energy, it doesn't feel good, and that's how you know. It's generally it's self-serving if it's coming from the ego part of you as well. You know, if you find that your reason behind doing something is to self-serve you and not the overall wellness, then it's not, you know, that's not positive. But of course that too then doesn't feel good either, so you will know.
Right.
You know,
because
so
I just found out right, like something like an old friend 20 years plus, he in the neighborhood or whatever, and he's in Florida and he's still in Florida, and it's like the other, maybe a month or two, it was very, before I talked to DC, before I released everything, well, started to, very heavy in the chest, very stressed, like, why is he in Florida still? Why isn't he coming home? He just comes home to visit. Why is he messing around with this other girl, going back and forth? I'm like, listen, here we go. I prayed so hard for, like, my divorce to go through okay. That was the fastest prayer ever. Why is this taking so long? But I realized, like, after I was praying on it and not thinking about it and getting aggravated, it went away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Liz, you mentioned Mercury, the card, like, with Mercury. That resonates with your throat chakra, Tracy. And I posted the chakras and the planets. It's just like a little visual there to show you, you know, which planet correlates with which chakra. But Mercury lines up with your throat chakra.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I've been speaking what I feel lately, even to my twin sister. But it comes from, like, not authority, but, like, stand my ground and not be afraid to say what I have to say, if that makes sense. Getting walked over. That's what I'm,
can always ask the angels. Go ahead, Liz.
And it's another confirmation about speaking your truth, you know, and sharing your story. You know, the throat chakra is a lot of times we hold that stuff in because we feel like it's embarrassing or it's shameful or people will judge us. We have to let that fear go because it's not up to anyone here on earth to judge us to begin with. If they are, that's their problem, unfortunately. You know what I mean? It's not for us. Sharing our story is what makes us free. It's what helps us to move on and to do better. And, you know, I pray for those people that judge me because I'm like, hey, you could be here, you know, sorry that you're stuck there. But that's, you know, that's on you.
And if you have if you feel like, oh, I can't say that, how am I going to say that without hurting someone? Or you ask the angels to come in and help you to speak, you know, from a place of love. And when you speak from a place of love, others will understand you. They will respect you. Okay?
Right. Yeah, because when Amber, when she jumped all over me today, I'm like, listen, I'm like, Dad is who he is. He will go to the doctor to check out his foot. Yes, he is a diabetic. I know. I said, calm down. I said, the more you aggravate him by saying, go to the doctor, the more he's going to get aggravated. And I don't want that because I don't want his sugar to go up or whatever. One thing at a time, he goes to the eye doctor tomorrow. I said, Amber, hello. I live with Dad after my divorce. I'm not going anywhere. I said, I think I have it. And then she, she doesn't say sorry, but, a couple hours later, she would text me, oh, the restaurant on Union Road opened finally. Oh, and then she would just talk about something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And I just, I answer her, but it's like, listen, you little, you know, hello, just because you're 1 minute older, that doesn't mean to talk to me. And I know she gets nervous. And everything
but you know what?
Else,
I bet you you're more spiritual, Tracy, because Ginger is saying, you know what? She might be 1 minute older, but you are transitioning. You're letting go of patterns from, you know, the past.
Because
you're seeing, you know, they don't serve you. And your energy feels amazing. And she probably feels that amazing energy and saying, you know, what is she doing? You know, I don't understand this. But that, you know, that could be a tool because you're twins and everything, but You know, you're on this amazing spiritual path, and I just feel like you have this amazing energy, and she's feeling it, and sometimes she doesn't know how to react, and she's wondering, you know, how can I get this too, you know?
Right, because she, hung up on me. I'm like, no, she did not just hung up on me. So then I text, and it's like a paragraph. And usually if you did this to me, 10 years ago, I would have been, so bent out of shape, but I'm like, no. Here we go with the text. And I was using high words. I never use high words. And later, she texts me about the restaurant. She asks me if I want to go to Kohl's. I'm like, no, I'm going to take my bath and, you know, do what I have to do. I said, I'll see Kiki tomorrow, Harley, tomorrow. And she said, oh, okay. I'm thinking, yeah, there's your sorry. And then I just shook my head and I looked at my mom's picture. I said,
okay. Yeah, that's just her version. I mean, you're going forward on this path, and you're getting more and more powerful. So she might, you know, just do crazy things. It's okay, you know. And you've got to realize, everything that we go through, whether it's something nice or something not so nice, is a gift, and it helps us to, you know, to learn. Every experience.
Right.
There's learning that can be had. So we've got to sort of see it not as good or as bad, but just find out what the lesson is in that, you know, experience, you know?
Right. I mean, and then she's just so different. And I just laugh to myself. And she, you know, she stresses a little bit more. And I don't know, she'll walk in and she'll have that look on her face. And this is me just whistling, dusting and everything. And she's, I'm like, what? And she'll tell me, and I'm like,
Tracy, she's comparing herself to you. She feels, like you said, she sees you. She feels the energy. She's wondering, why is she different, you know?
Right.
So focus on on your path and going forward, and be an example for her to open up as well, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I will. I mean, but it's just, like, so amazing that I did all this healing and it worked and all these prayers because I wasn't who I am today. And you know that.
Right.
And it's just, like, wow.
So if you keep being that amazing person that you are, you're going to encourage her and others as well to do the same. So just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Oh, I will, honey, because I love it. I can't be like Downy Debbie or whatever you say, Downy Debbie Nancy, whatever. There's too much
Debbie
of
Downer.
That in the world. Yeah, whatever.
Tracy,
all right, girls.
Dangerous.
I'm going to get going, and I'll post in the group, and I'll be in touch. I'll even shoot a message to Mary because I missed her. She's a the angel as well.
All
right, I love
Ginger
you guys.
Saying you,
what?
We love you too. Ginger saying you have to really, like, you know, you got to listen because with me, she's saying, Mom, you remember what happened to you? And I said, yeah. I wasn't listening, Tracy, and that's when I, you know, I sometimes tell about, I had, you know, a 2-pound bowl of cookies fly off my kitchen countertop.
Oh, I don't want that.
It landed on the floor. No, then my cell phone was texting me, and I was erasing it as fast as the message was coming in. And then I got to where, like, Spirit sat on me, and, like, and it's another, you know, it's a message like, you're not going anywhere. And I'm, like, screaming, get off me, I can't breathe, you know. So make it easy on yourself. You know, start listening.
Oh, I will. All right, girls, okay. I'll be in touch, and I'll post in the group, okay?
All righty, we look forward to it, hon. Take care.
Okay, love you.
God
bye-bye.
Bless.
How
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. I'll tell you, the veil of sin. Spirit's smacking everyone in the back of the head.
Don't get any ideas, Ginger.
Yeah. Here comes the bone. All right. Are we ready for our next caller? Boy, it felt,
we're ready. Oh, geez.
Area code 205. We're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My first name is Patricia. And I, too, would just like a general, please. All right.
Okay, I didn't hear your Patricia. I heard your name. And what did you say beyond that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just like a general. It's so much is happening around me. So, yeah, just a general.
Okay, well, this is DC. The first thing I heard was change. Mm. So I'm getting changes coming. You know, just welcome it. And with that change comes beautiful new opportunities, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you've been, you know, talking to the angels maybe about finances or anything else, but the angels are saying, you know, there is an infinite supply of everything. It can never run out. Patricia, don't restrain yourself. You know, when you're, you know, wanting to manifest something, my dog Ginger saying, dream big. You know, put it out there to the universe. Okay? What is it that would make you happy, fulfilled? You know, think it and then connect with those angels and ask. Speak up. Don't be afraid. Speak up for what you're wanting. What is it that's going to make you happy? You know, is there something going on in your life where you need it resolved? You know, ask. Okay? So have you been thinking about things but not putting it out there maybe to the universe?
I have been putting it out there, everything.
Dreaming big enough? As Ginger saying, you know, you got to dream big.
Yeah, I feel like I have. I'm always talking to my angel guides before I go to sleep, giving gratitude first, also to the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, first giving gratitude, and then speaking about what is going on or you know, just making my wishes known. So I do it before I go to bed and before after I wake up, before my feet hit the floor, gratitude first and then my wishes.
Okay, because Ginger's saying keep doing what you're doing, that because this is a very lucky time for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You're aligning what it is that you are wanting. You know, and you want to align what's for your highest good. You know,
yes.
And sometimes we could say, you know, you're putting it out, you know, something you want to manifest, this or, you know, this or better, you know?
Okay.
So anything that's for our highest good, you know, the angels, they will come in and, you know, they'll help us, okay?
Okay.
I am getting there may be a couple old patterns that you still have within you, okay? So if there's any old patterns, I don't know if, you know, you even realize what they are presently.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting, you know, she has, Ginger saying she has old patterns, those that she's still holding on to. So we always want to release those old patterns, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes even if we feel something, you can't even put it into words and it doesn't feel good, you know, just you could say, I release if there's something that comes up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I still feel, you know, you're holding on to fear. I don't know if this fits from childhood or a past life, but I feel like there is fear within you, okay? And
okay.
The fear comes in and it sort of gets in the way of you manifesting your goals, your desires, okay? So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to say something, just listen. I release fear. I release fear that is getting in the way of manifesting my desires. I release fear that's getting in the way of manifesting my desires. I release fear that's getting in the way of manifesting my desires. Now, you'll say three times with me, I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
How do you feel? You should be feeling a little bit lighter because I feel a little bit lighter. Yeah, that,
yes.
Like anything like that, you just keep releasing, and when you release it, you know you're healing it as well. Okay. Okay. I keep seeing little hearts around you. Are you in a relationship? Looking for a relationship?
Yes, I'm not in a relationship, but I'm very open.
Okay.
For a relationship. Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting relationship, okay, and it's going to be filled with excitement. It's going to be filled with really, like, nice passion, okay? So make sure that you're loving yourself first, okay?
Yes.
Because I'm even getting from Ginger, she's talking a mile a minute, I'm like, slow down. it could even be a twin flame, soulmate twin flame, okay? So
okay.
Make sure, you know, that you do your mirror work when you, you know, maybe you're in the bathroom, the bedroom, and you have a mirror. You tell yourself how much you love yourself. And you do it
okay.
daily. And you do nice things for you the same way that you would for someone that you loved, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, just make sure, you know, that you're, do you have a, like, did you make a list of the qualities that special someone is going to have?
Yes.
Okay, and Ginger's saying, don't forget about the deal breakers, the other stuff that maybe didn't work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just want to repeat that, you know?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, I feel like this is going to be beautiful. And Ginger just keeps saying, love is coming, love is coming. Tell her, love is coming. Mm-hmm. You know?
Thank you.
So
Ginger.
It feels really
yeah.
nice. I mean, the energy feels beautiful. And she's asking me to, you know, to say to you, tell her this is really important. I'm like, okay, make sure that you're true to who you are. Just be you. Don't be afraid to be you. Okay?
Okay.
And love yourself as well as, you know, the way that you love others. Make sure that you love yourself that much. Okay?
Okay.
I feel it's really, really important. Okay. The other thing she was showing me. Okay. What is it that you're afraid of in regard to having this beautiful romantic relationship?
I guess I'm not, well, I'll tell you, about 4 years ago, I was hurt really, really badly in a relationship, and I have released that person and forgave him. He tends to try and make himself known by any way, any means necessary. The last he, and it's been throughout the 4 years without me connecting, contacting him or anything, but he will show up. So I guess it's that hurt really bad, like I've never experienced in my life, because we were set to get married in 6 months. And when everything happened, it ended that very day, and I never went back. And of course, yeah. So I guess it's a little bit of that, but I've been, you know, I felt like I've removed that fear and have opened myself up to understand that that was in that relationship and
lingering.
That's over.
And, okay. Well, there is some lingering or it would not have come up. So I'm going to say a statement. I release hurt, fear, and doubt in regard to a romantic relationship. I release fear, hurt, and doubt in regard to a romantic relationship. I release fear, hurt, and doubt in regard to a romantic relationship. And with me, I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Lord, I release. In Jesus'
okay,
name,
how do you feel?
Oh, my God. I feel
did
happy.
Did you feel that, like, leaving, honey? Patricia,
yes,
could you feel
I
that
feel
relief?
Like, yes, I felt that. I feel like...
So, well, you're on a
sustaining
path now to really to connect with that special someone. And my dog, Ginger, is saying, I like to give spoiler alerts. They're going to be dependable, mature, romantic, your kind of energy, okay?
Yes. Thank you
so,
much.
That's what we have, and I'm going to turn you over to Liz. Please stay in touch with us and let us know how everything is going, hon. God bless.
God bless. I love you and Ginger, D.C. I'm Liz also,
oh, we love
before
you.
I even talk to Liz. I love you.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Patricia, it's Liz. We love you, too. We
appreciate
Hi, Liz. Your support.
Thank you.
I will say that. So I got, I love that you're doing your thank yous before your feet even hit the floor, because I'm like, oh, I hope Mary's at home listening, going, they are listening to what we say. And your gratitude,
yes.
You know, because gratitude is so important. I know Mary and I share all the time how we say three thank yous when we get up before we even get out of bed, because
yes.
It does change your day, right? If you're thankful for what you already have, then everything else you get is just a plus and a blessing. So,
amen. Yes, absolutely.
Makes such a difference. With your wishes, what I got was release expectation. I just wanted to tell that to you. Sometimes we hold on to an idea of what we want so tightly that we don't allow the universe to show us the better thing that's coming for us. Because the universe always has a greater plan than what we've envisioned. What the universe has in store for us, we haven't even thought of yet because it's so amazing. So,
beautiful.
You know, put those thoughts out there. And when you say your wishes, say that or something better. And when roadblocks
yes.
come up, when there's bumps in the road, then take a deep breath. Instead of fighting against them or, you know, pushing, to say, okay, it's not. Because it doesn't always mean that you're not going to get what you're going for, but sometimes it just means not right now. And there might be a reason you got to, there is always a reason you have to take that detour that they're giving you or take that pause, because you just might need a little bit more time before it's going to be the right time, or there might be something you need to see first. So always take advantage of the detours and the roadblocks, because they're there for, there's a purpose. And so I pulled a card from you, for you, I'm sorry, and it's Mahavatar Babaji, who is he's actually what his name means. Mahavatar means great incarnation or avatar, and Babaji means sacred father. So he is a spirit, I will say, that comes to people that are yogis. He has presented himself to famous yogis throughout the world. They say there is a temple in the Himalayas that presents itself to people that are on a quest to find his word and his mission. But when he comes to you, it's because if you feel like you've been pulled away from the world, that you've been in seclusion, that you haven't been able to find the people that you need to connect with, and you can't figure out why, it's because this is a time where they're calling you to do that. They're calling you to be away because you, again, like our caller before, right, you're going to this new energy vibration, and the vibration of the people that you've been around isn't serving you any longer. And so what happens is we have to pull away from what we know, because otherwise they'll just keep pulling us back in. our light is too bright to hold down. You know what I mean? Light can never be extinguished. It can't totally ever disappear. There's always going to be light. And so just how bright it is, right, depends on our energy. And we need to, you know, you can't be held back anymore. And that's why you've been pulled away, and maybe not even pulled away. Maybe you're going and doing these things, but you're not connecting with the people in the same way that you used to. And you feel almost like, I don't belong here. This isn't working for me anymore. It's okay. It's not that those people won't continue to be in your life. They're just not going to be as big a part, because you need to be with a different energy level of people now. So do you do yoga, Patricia, or any yoga breathing?
Have you ever done any of that? I don't do yoga, but I do exercise. I do run some. I love being out in nature. I do that, but I don't do this. I've never tried the yoga breathing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's phenomenal, just so you know. But I will tell you this. I am I'm an overweight person, so you would think yoga wouldn't be something I'd be so into. I absolutely love it. My yoga teacher is a runner, and she hates it because runners, apparently you have your leg muscles get all tight and stuff. So she can't bend all the way over and touch her toes, and I can do that. And it makes me feel so darn good. I'm just going to tell you.
No. Try yoga.
You'll have to give it a try. You'll probably be like, why did she suggest this? But it's a beautiful, beautiful, powerful practice. Yoga means union. That's what the word itself means. And it's about becoming one with your breath. So where there are these great, fast, athletic yogas, which you would probably enjoy very much if you're a runner, there's also these very low, what they call static or yin yoga. And you could find, free ones on YouTube if you don't have a class local or you just want to try it out at home. But the yin yoga is about staying in a position that is stretching your muscle, essentially, giving you back your elasticity, but through your breath, and you're connecting with your breath. You're being mindful of when you breathe in, and when you breathe out, you try to get a little bit deeper in that pose and stretch those muscles and tendons a little bit more. And it's a beautiful practice, but there's also what they call Kundalini yoga. And I don't know what I'm more interested in telling you about is the Kundalini breathing, which you can also find YouTube videos on. And it's this very deep breathing that actually creates an expansive shift in our mind because of our breath. And that's what I'm feeling that you really need to connect with right now. And that's why this card is coming up. Is really get into that deeper place, because we're in this big portal right now of expansion, and we're all being called to step up. And you're being called to step up in every little way. And that's why, you know, you're finding that you feel out of place, that things don't feel the same as they used to, because you're in a shift. And this breath work, this deeper connection with yourself and bigger opening and expansion of yourself, is going to be very, very powerful for you. And that's what's going to just all of a sudden, the universe is going to like fast forward, and all those wishes you've been putting out there are going to show up very quickly. So don't, you know, enjoy this time, I guess is what I want to say. The moral of the story and the wrap up. Enjoy this time. Take advantage of it. You know, really allow yourself to get in touch with that deeper inner soul you. And know what you want. I'm sure you heard me share with the caller earlier, you know, this powerful thing that I just heard recently, and it's still sticking with me, is if we don't ever fully love ourselves, how do we know what to expect from someone else? And it's so profound, right? Because we're never taught that. And it's, I mean, really.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're going to find in this space, you know, this time that you give yourself to pull away and retreat. You're not doing yourself a disservice by not going out with friends if you don't feel like it. You're doing yourself a greater service. You're giving yourself self-love, because if you're being called to want to be home and be alone, it's because it's what your body and your soul needs. You know, so don't allow people's pressures to guilt you into it. You know, if you're being called to do that, go ahead and do that. And know that you're honoring yourself, but know that you appreciate the fact that you are loving yourself by doing that. So there's nothing wrong with it. And so
beautiful.
That's what I have for you, Patricia.
Thank you.
And
so
Patricia,
much,
before we let you go, Ginger is saying, don't be afraid to open up, you know, and be vulnerable. Be the person that you truly are.
I sure will.
Okay.
Oh my God. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you, Ginger. I love
getting,
you
know, I said to Ginger, do you have any idea how soon love can come? And I was getting summer. So there's a possibility, if you're open to it, that it could happen during the summer.
Oh, yes, I am. Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You ladies.
You also.
Take care, hon. God bless.
How everything goes.
God bless. I sure will.
Yes,
I'll call
please.
You back. I will. Thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Good evening.
Good one.
Well, what a nice way to wrap up the show, DC.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Totally beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What a wonderful show.
There's a couple other people holding on here. I've written their numbers down, so I will. So we're hoping that Mary's feeling better.
I'm hoping Mary will be back. Yes.
Yeah. So I will send the numbers
back with us.
So you have them. Yep.
Well, that's really wonderful. Wow, what
a beautiful
show, listening. Thank you for your time. I know you know, your time is limited. But this is so beautiful.
Oh, this is I love this time. I wish that my work would shift their meeting day, but they don't want to. So. I guess that's an old tradition. You kind of have to stick with.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you know, the time that we spend together is absolutely beautiful, and hopefully Mary will be, you know, joining us soon. I hope, because I really miss her. I love our energy together, and I love the three of our, you know, energies together. When we're all together, it's absolutely, it feels so magical.
Yes, it does. It's next level. But, you know, even if
we take it up a notch.
Don't get to you during the show, you know, I'm sure that in the message we give, there's something that you get from that, you know, and if we're reading for other callers, we're giving other callers messages, and something we say resonates, it's absolutely meant for you, even if we don't get you on the line, because you're calling.
Oh, it is. And when you said
that,
someone that was listening, and they too are going to connect with their soulmate. So I got that as well from Ginger.
Yeah.
You're feeding Ginger all of these messages, you know?
It's funny because when Tracy talked about her dream and the dog, Avery came in the room with me, and she doesn't normally come in here because once she comes in, she can't get back out.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
She came in.
It's really,
and
really.
She normally wants to come over and look out the window and sniff, but she came in and she laid right on the floor, just like Tracy was talking about with the dog. And once we were done with Tracy, I jumped up and let her back out because I knew she wanted to get out.
Well, you know what? And I just, when you said about, like, Avery, I also was getting, like, healing, like, dogs, you know?
Yeah. There's such...
My dog agrees. Okay, listen, I'm going to jump off because the dog is going crazy here.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, DC. Have a great week, everyone.
You too. I love you. Bye-bye, everyone.